Please rise for prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. Join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, who dwells in and through everything, great is your name. May your will be done in these halls even today, as we seek to redeem our days in your world through grace and peace, just as it is in heaven. Today, provide all the things we need to sustain a desire to glorify you, while allowing us the boldness to forgive and seek forgiveness for our wrongs, just as you've forgiven us. And please give us a clear vision, one that honors you and doesn't lead us down the wrong paths that only create hardship for ourselves and our state. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Beam, Beck, Bernskitter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Senator from Livingston. Senator from Livingston is here. There, a quorum being established. Senator from Cass. Senator from Cass is here. Senator from Scott. Senator from Scott is here. Senator from Dunklin. Senator from Dunklin's here. Quorum being established, the next order of business is the journal. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, 102nd General Assembly of the State of Missouri, second regular
Senator from
session.
Shelby.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved, so having been fully read.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from Shelby. Does any Senator desire to be heard? All those in favor of the motion by the Senator from Shelby, vote aye.
Aye.
All those in favor signify by saying no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion carries. The next order of business is the introduction of special guests, and the chair has a guest on my right. If you'll stand up, I have a shadow for the next week and a half. And today's goal is a senior in high school at MICDS, the Mary Institute in St. Louis County Day School. He's job shadowing me for a week as part of a class project. He's interned for 2 weeks for the state treasurer late last summer. And after high school, he plans to pursue a degree in business and eventually make his way into politics. He's from Jefferson City, Missouri, but he goes to school in St. Louis. And we're glad to have him in our office today. Thanks for being with us, and ask the body to make him feel welcome. We're on the order of business of special guests. The next order of business is petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Please send it forward. That resolution will be printed in the journal. Senator from the 23rd, do you care to explain your resolution?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to explain my resolution. This is a resolution that I spoke to with the Senator from Lawrence yesterday that talks about restricting and providing a little more transparency for the people of the state on the Senate substitutes that come to this floor. It would specifically would change Rule 64 to say that no substitute shall be adopted by the Senate until such substitute has been distributed to each member of the Senate at least 2 legislative days before the substitute is offered. So yesterday, if you recall, during my inquiry with the Senator from Lawrence, we had talked at length about the problem that we have in this chamber with these so-called omnibus multi-subject bills coming before the body being passed before really, if we're honest with ourselves, almost any senator has an opportunity to review the language and getting passed into law or sent over to the other chamber. And I think that that has been a terrible practice for the state. It has forced the Senate to act in a manner where way too many of our bills are being brought up, passed at the end of session when everything is trying to be done, and this rule is a great way to do it. So we've distributed this rule change today. I do expect to enjoy a lengthy debate on this amendment, hopefully sometime next week. So thank you, Mr. President.
Any other resolutions? Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Lawrence.
Current resolution.
Please send your resolution forward. Your resolution will be printed in the journal. Would you care to explain your resolution?
I would briefly.
Proceed.
I think this is the third year that I've put this concurrent resolution forward. It talks about those who like to ride two-wheeled motorized carriages, and sometimes we refer to those as motorcycles. Sometimes these riders like to wear jackets with some emblems on their jackets, and it, for some, has presented problems. And as Strom Thurmond would say if he were still here, there's a lot of profiling going on around here. And some say it's not a problem. Those who ride the bikes, though, say it is. And this resolution only brings attention to the problem. It has no mandates, has no requirements, but it's an educational tool that we hope will be used by law enforcement and the riders themselves to bring awareness to the potential problem that we have in the state.
The order of business is concurrent resolutions. Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward.
I ask it be printed in the journal. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Your concurrent resolution will be printed in the journal. Concurrent resolutions.
Senator from Shelby, your concurrent resolution has a title. We will read the title and then print it in the journal.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 21, introduced by Senator O'Loughlin, an act relating to Hypertrophic Cardiomyopathy Awareness Day.
Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. The senator from the 7th, please send your bill forward.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 1295, introduced by Senator Razor, an act relating to emergency medical services.
Introduction of bill, Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I have a bill. Please no explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 1296. Introduced by Senator O'Loughlin, An act to authorize the conveyance of certain state property.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Dunklin County.
Mr. President, I have five bills and no explanation is necessary.
Please send all five of those fine pieces of legislation forward. Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 1297, introduced by Senator Bean, an act relating to appeals of decisions made by statewide activities associations.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 1298, introduced by Senator Bean, an act relating to cotton trailers.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 1299, introduced by Senator Bean, an act relating to railroad crossings.
Madam Secretary, please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill number 1300, introduced by Senator Bean, an act relating to commercial driver's licenses.
Madam Secretary, please read the fifth bill.
Senate Bill number 1301, introduced by Senator Bean, an act relating to financial incentives for economic development.
Introduction of bills, Senator from the 1st District.
I request unanimous consent of the Senate to withdraw Senate Bill 961.
Hearing no objection, that bill shall be withdrawn. Introduction of bills. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I have an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, we'll be going to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills. There will be no formal business after. I will be making a motion to adjourn until Monday at 4 p.m.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Quiet, Senator from Cole.
Senator from Cole. Senator from Cole.
Mr. President.
Senator from Cole, Senator from Johnson has asked for an inquiry of you. Do you yield?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely.
He does. Proceed.
Great. Good morning, sir. Sorry, I was just talking to
you. We could get some order in the chamber so the two senators could inquire of each other. Please proceed.
Thank you. Good morning, Senator.
Morning.
Hey, I just wanted to, I know some people have told me that you were on the radio this morning. I just kind of want to follow up on that conversation. What are your priorities for this year? What would you like to get passed? Are you a fan of IP reform?
So my the bills that I filed, there's no IP reform in the bills that I filed. No.
Okay, what about tax cuts? What? Tax cuts. No,
I filed a second-degree murder bill. I filed some changes to the PSC.
Do you have a plan on funding our veterans' homes? Did you know last year we had to supplement our budget bills by about $50 million in order to fully fund our veterans' homes as well as veterans' cemeteries? Do you have a bill to fund our veterans' homes and veterans' cemeteries?
No, I do not.
Okay. Actually, I've got one, and it wasn't one of my first three bills that I filed, but I've got the bill dealing with video lottery terminals, and video lottery terminals would create about $250 million in general revenue, and about $35 million of that could go toward funding our veterans' homes and veterans' cemeteries. Are you a supporter of our veterans' homes and veterans' cemeteries?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. What would your idea be to have a dedicated funding source to make sure that our veterans are taken care of and our veterans' homes and veterans' cemeteries are fully funded?
Well, I don't know about fully funded, but I did propose a few years ago that an increase to the $2 fee that that the gambling boats pay to the they pay for the home doc cities and that, the $2 fee. I did propose an increase to that.
Okay, that's good. I understand that maybe you had some questions about the Freedom Caucus and how certain members actually made that. And I just want to kind of explain that to you. The National Freedom Caucus Network actually reached out to some of senators as well as state reps in the Missouri Senate and the Missouri House of Representatives and vetted us. I had nothing to do. We actually had nothing to do with vetting ourselves. So the National Freedom Caucus Network, Andy Roth, the other 10 states, they are the actual ones that vetted us. We didn't have anything to do with being the founding members of that. So, but I think maybe you had some questions about why I was selected as a member of the Freedom Caucus and why you weren't. And so I just want to talk about a couple things.
I've never asked that
now,
question.
Have you said that you are against DEI and CRT?
Have I said I was against it?
Yes.
I proposed DEI on one of your legislative pieces last year.
Well, actually, on the amendment on House Bill 2, the budget bill last year, how did you vote on my amendment on House Bill 2 to say that we aren't going to fund any schools, public schools, that teach DEI or CRT?
I have no idea. We take all kinds of votes.
You voted against it. So when given the chance, now I'm sure you've been out on the campaign trail saying that how great of a conservative that you are and that you would do everything that you can to make sure that DEI and CRT were not taught in public schools, but when given that opportunity last year on my amendment, you voted against my amendment. How about this? How did you vote on the gas tax?
You were in favor of it when I put it on your legislation.
I said, hey, no, that's incorrect. I said, hey, let's do it. Put it on there. I think those were my exact words. How did you vote on the gas tax increase, Senate Bill 262, to increase taxes?
I voted in favor of the gas tax.
That's right. You voted to increase taxes. So when you're out on the campaign trail and you're talking about, hey, I want low taxes, I want tax cuts, you actually voted to increase taxes. How about, this has been a couple years ago, how did you vote when on Senate Amendment 1 to Senate Bill 1 to defund Planned Parenthood?
Are you pro-life? Do you consider yourself pro-life, Senator? Roads.
Do you consider yourself pro-life, Senator?
So, are you mad because you were part of the conservative caucus and you proposed movie tax credits and you proposed rural jobs tax credits and you proposed expanding gambling and I said that's not conservative?
No, I'm not mad at all. What I'm trying to do is just point out some votes that you took.
How did you vote to defund
Planned Parenthood? Senate Bill 1.
That joined the conservative caucus.
I tell you what, you voted against it. You voted against trying to defund Planned Parenthood. How did you vote to prohibit illegal immigrants in higher education? This was Senate Amendment 1 to Senate Bill 672. How did you vote on that? Did you say, hey, we don't want illegal immigrants in our higher education system? Or did you say, hey, I'm going to vote against this, and I think it's okay for illegal immigrants to be in our higher education system? Do you remember how you voted on that? You voted to allow illegal immigrants, in our colleges and universities here in the state of Missouri. Are you familiar with ACU, American Conservative Union? Are you familiar with CPAC scores? Well, I'll tell you. So in 2020, you had a 72% score. In 2021, you had 77%, okay? And that ranked as one of the lowest percentages for a Republican senator. Now, I had an 82% in 2020 and an 88% in 2021. So these are our, I don't look at my ACU ratings all the time, but by the last...
Three senators standing on the floor. Senator from Shelby, what reason do you rise?
Mr. President, I make a motion that the Senate stand adjourned until Monday, January 8th at 4 p.m.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Shelby. It is a non-debatable motion. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate stand adjourned till Monday, January 8th, 4 p.m.